All right, Joe, we'll say good morning.
Let's begin. So we're picking up towards the bottom of Sif Yud Aleph on page Kuf Mem Dalet in the Sharavi of Sharit Shuvos. Remember again, the Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking about the fact that even though for certain what we call averos chamuros, even though for certain significant or serious averos, so tshuva by itself is not enough, Yom Kippur by itself is not enough, there's a need for yisurin, there's a need for some type of suffering. The effect of that suffering could be blunted if a person takes certain proactive spiritual measures. So we were discussing the idea of tzedakah, of gemilas chasodim, we then got into a discussion about how chesed is even greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah could just be done for aniyim. It's done with your money. Chesed is done for everyone, and it could be done, again, not just with your money, but with your guf, with your body as well. We spoke about the idea that tzedakah could be performed by speaking to the ani, helping to alleviate some of his anxiety. We discussed the other forms of gemilas chasodim, and now we're picking up with the last piece, which is Talmud Torah. So then the Sharei Tshuva said that's one of the greatest things that has the ability to blunt the impact ultimately of Yisurim, of suffering, is Torah. V'amur Rabbi Sina Zichron Levracha, and Chazal said, Eitz Chaim Hi L'mach HaZikim Ba, last two lines on page Kuf Mem Dalet. So Chazal said that, remember, Torah is an Eitz Chaim Hi, it is a living tree, L'mach HaZikim Ba, for those who go ahead and hold on to it. So if one could imagine, that metaphor of Eitz Chaim is understood in many different ways. But on the most basic level, if one could imagine, if Avera represents the gale force winds that are trying to sweep a person away, so when everything else is being blown away, if a person finds a strong, sturdy tree to hold onto, to grab onto, that keeps them from being swept away. So the Chazal are telling us, Eitz Chaim Hi, it's a very strong tree, it's a living tree, a breathing tree, but in order for it to save you, L'mach HaZikim Ba, you have to hold on to it. If you don't hold on to it, and you just, you know, if you're standing by the side and say, well, that's a beautiful tree, it's really magnificent, it's so grand, it's fantastic, and the winds are blowing and you're not holding on to it, so I'm just going to get blown away. If I hold on to it, then it steadies me. Therefore, he says the following, Avar Adam Al Krisos Umisos Bezdin, if a person violated certain Averos, which are Chas V'Shalom, bring with them a punishment of Karis, or death at the hands of the Beis Din. So we discussed this. Karis would be examples like eating chametz on Pesach, certain immoral activities. Misos Beis Din could be intentional violation of Shabbos, or also other lapses in morality. So therefore, he says, "Im hayoragi likra perak echad bayom." So part of the way in which we do tshuva for these types of averos that bring with them such significant and stiff penalties is one increases their learning. Im hayoragi likra perak echad bayom. If one normally learned one chapter a day, yikashni prakim. Person should learn two chapters a day. Im hayaragel likra parshachos. If I learned one parsha in Chumash, then what? Top of Kuf Mem Hei. Yikra shtei parshios. I should read two parshios in Chumash. Umishnei panim tagin alav haTorah min haYisurim. And we'll say there are two ways in which Torah is able to protect us ultimately from suffering. What are the two ways? Ha'echad. Ki amru rabosin zichron levracham. Quotes over here from the Mishnah and Peah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So issue number one is that the Mishnah tells us that Talmud Torah learning keneged kulam. Now, there are many different ways to understand that phrase, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So does that mean that Torah is more important than everything? So not necessarily. Talmud Torah keneged kulam means that when one learns, one has the ability to encapsulate all other mitzvahs. Meaning, think about, you know, there's a beautiful idea. I don't remember who brings it down. I want to say this, the Baal Shem Tov. It's either the Baal Shem Tov or one of his Talmidim who brings down the interesting question as to why is it that we celebrate Simchas Torah after Shemini Atzeres? Right? Meaning, Simchas Torah, to a certain degree, is like a little bit of like an invented Yom Tov. Right? There's no Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. Chazal chose, as it's later than me, it's not Anshe Knesset Hagdol, it's much later, that we should finish the Torah on Shemini Atzeres, and we should celebrate the completion of the Torah on Shemini Atzeres. Well, one could have made a very cogent argument that when should we celebrate the ending and beginning of the Torah? Shavuos. Right? Yet for some reason we do Shmini Esrei. So what's the pshat? So you know, in Chutz La'aretz when we have Yom Tov Sheni, so remember we break it out into one Yom, to two Yom Tovim. So the Shmini Esrei, and then there is Simchas Torah and Eretz Yisrael. It's all on one day. So why? Says so beautiful idea. I believe it's the Baal Shem Tov who says that you know when Shmini Esrei comes along, the neshama feels depressed. Why? Because over the last number of weeks, there have been so many beautiful additional mitzvos. We had the mitzvah of tshuva. We had the mitzvah of shofar. We had the mitzvah of tzom yom kippur, of fasting. We had the mitzvah of sukkah, of dalet minim. So many additional spiritual avenues to enhance our spirituality. Come Shmini Atzeres, what's going to occur? It all ends. It all ends. We go back into the mundane life. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says so beautifully, so what do we have? We have the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Don't tell Shmini Atzeres, excuse me, of Simchas Torah, celebrates Torah. What's the celebration of Torah? Celebration of Torah is that it reminds us that if you ever want to tap into the dynamic of any one particular mitzvah, all you need to do is learn the corresponding Gemara, is learn the corresponding Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, and it says if you're fulfilling the mitzvah itself. So for example, if come Shvat, I have a yearning to go ahead and blow the shofar. So of course, I could blow the shofar if I want to. But on a deeper level, if I open up Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and I go ahead and I learn the sugyas, if I open up the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, and I begin to learn the halachas, so one is able to tap into the dynamic of the mitzvah, and one is able to experience the Tikiyah Shofar, even in the middle of Chodesh Shvat. That's the pshat. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's not just simply that, you know, learning is the most important thing. What it means is that through learning, one has the ability to tap into whatever spiritual dynamic one desires. And that's an incredible opportunity. That's what he means when he says that part of tshuva for severe averos is increasing Talmud Torah. Because, you know, sometimes through Torah, I could gain so many more mitzvos than just simply actually or behaviorally doing them. If I open up the Shulchan Aruch and I go through a whole bunch of halachas, a whole bunch of different mitzvos, I open up the Gemara and I go through a whole bunch of different sugyas, a whole bunch of different Gemaras, a whole bunch of different mitzvos, I acquire all of those mitzvos, which for someone trying to offset the incredible burden, the incredible all of having kareis or misas based in on my shoulders, Torah offers me the incredible opportunity to just take advantage of the fulfillment of multiple mitzvos. He goes on, Vasheni, kiyoshes amolo batorah v'tarchobo. So I'll say, so you know what? We'll actually leave this piece for Emirat Hashem Monday. But so that's the first component. So the reason number one why Torah is so exceptionally important is because Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But lest you think that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam just means learn more, learn more, learn more, learn more. That's the goal, learn as much as you can. Yes, of course, learn as much as you can. That's absolutely wonderful. But why? Because first of all, we'll say there's two reasons. Number one is, as we just said before, that because it's through Torah that we have the ability to almost quasi-perform so many other mitzvos. And of course, remember, it's with Torah that we prepare ourselves to be more spiritual beings. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the second reason why Torah has such a power to offset Yisurin from Averos, they carry with them the penalty of Misas, Basin, and Kares. We'll pick up with that Emirat Hashem on Monday.